Hi, it's Precious Pioneer. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to my blog audio experience. Enjoy. Sometimes another man's trash is simply just trash. I was so excited when I found this little pot at Goodwill. I thought it to be a mini tagine pot that I could make single servings. I was so curious as to anyone would get rid of such a beautiful ceramic piece. When I showed it to my mom, she didn't quite match my enthusiasm. Just another kitchen accessory added to my arsenal. I remember envisioning all the dishes that I could make. Vegetable stews, rice, a dessert of some sorts. I was telling my mom all about it. How you can leave it in the oven overnight so we can slow cook something mouthwatering. I'll leave links to the pictures of what it looked like in the show notes so you can envision the idea. And for those who don't know what a tagine is, I'll link some pictures below as well. In hindsight, it doesn't really emulate what they're supposed to look like, but I thought the functionality was still on point. A ceramic piece with a dome and a hole at the top. The context of tagine refers to both the pot and the dish. Basically, whatever you cook in your tagine pot can be called tagine. But typically, it would be Moroccan dishes that are made in a tagine. But my friend Partha from India says there are lots of Indian dishes and stews that use a tagine as well. So I suppose it depends. Culture is a beautiful thing that can simply spread and influence other cultures. The tagine originated in North Africa as a way for nomadic people to have a portable oven. It's amazing because you can use it to cook directly on the fire, stove, or grill, and the shape is what makes the cooking really effective. The steam rises in the cone part and condenses back into the dish. A European parallel would be a Dutch oven, casserole, French oven, etc. It helps keep the moisture in your food as it cooks slowly. Nobody likes a dry, crusty stew. Just for some insight, French ovens and Dutch ovens are pretty much the same thing. They are both made out of heavy cast iron with a lid. The difference is that a French oven is an updated, modern version of the Dutch oven and is always enameled. But anyways, they say that tagine pots are typically made of earthware clay. They say that when you cook with it, your food will taste of the earth. That kind of sounds beautiful and really wholesome, but because it's made of clay, you have to be super careful to care for it. Make sure that the tagine you pick out is either for cooking or for decoration. It's a temperature thing. If you don't know which one is which, you won't know where you can cook it, and it'll crack the pot. With that, you'll have to be sure to season your pot as well. When you buy it, ask the storekeeper or the maker how to care for your new pot. Also, by all means, do not buy whatever the heck I bought. To be honest, I was really ignorant to what a tagine truly looked like until today. I've seen a few before, but I think over time I just forgot and can only seem to remember a general concept. But what I wasted my $4 on was an as-seen-on-TV microwave gourmet egg pot. LOL. As I was looking for recipes for my mini tagine, quote unquote, I quickly discovered that 1, no such thing existed. 2, if one did, it certainly did not look like the one that I had. 3, they did have recipes for my pot on Amazon to microwave and poach eggs. Yum. 4, under absolutely no circumstances can this pot be used for the oven, stove, grill, tin foil in the sun, strictly for microwave use only. According to the warning label, at least. I thought that this was such a funny little happenings that I look back and laugh on. This pot is going right back to Goodwill. Maybe one day I can get my own real tagine. Maybe when quarantine is over, I can fly to Morocco and pick one up. Until then, I'll keep cooking and exploring. Sometimes another man's trash is simply trash. But it's okay to hunt for treasure if you get to learn something new.